Dear brothers and sisters, good morning. Yesterday we celebrated the memorial of a saint that's very dear to my heart, Saint Albert the Great, who lived from about 1200 to 1280. And he was an influence on Saint Bonaventure, the literal teacher of Saint Thomas Aquinas. We have notes in Aquinas' own terrible handwriting from Albert's lectures. He was also a geologist, a meteorologist, a chemist, a botanist, a zoologist, a physicist, a mathematician, a metaphysician, a theologian, a mystical writer, a bishop, and somebody who convened and worked peace treaties.
So he did a bit.
Okay. Did a bit in his life. There's a reason we call him Albert the Great. But one of the things that I thought might be worth looking into, which I did yesterday, is I knew that he had a commentary on the Gospel of Matthew where the Lord's Prayer appears. And I said, you know, I'm preaching on the Lord's Prayer, I've never actually gone and looked at what St. Albert the Great had to say about the Lord's Prayer, if he had anything to say about it, much at all. And it turns out that he had a bit to say about it, okay? That if you were to translate from what he wrote in Latin into English and put it in normal pages, he wrote between 6 to 10 pages on every single part of the Our Father. So he had a bit to say. I'm going to summarize what he says about this last petition, which we get to this weekend. This last petition, I think it's brilliant what he had to say. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. And Albert has some questions. What does this mean? First of all, to understand this, you need to understand how the church views evil and how the word evil works in other languages besides English. Okay? So, in other languages besides English, they don't have two words for something that's evil within and something that's bad without. So for us, if somebody is evil, it means that their will is wrong, their choices are wrong, they're corrupted within. But if something like a hurricane happens or an earthquake happens, we don't call that evil in English. We call it bad. Right? It's the same word in Latin, though. It's the same word in a lot of other languages for those two realities. And it's the same word in the church's teaching, because both of them are a lack of goodness. And we hear about these two kinds of evils today in the gospel, right? In the first place, Jesus says, do not be deceived by antichrists. Do not be deceived by people who are coming to pretend to be in my name. Like, don't be corrupted. That's the evil within, morally. And then he says, oh, by the way, there will be powerful earthquakes and famines and plagues from place to place. Now, we would just call that bad or tragic. Other languages, including Latin, call it evil. And so Albert's going to look at that and he's going to say, well, when we pray, deliver us from evil, are we praying to be delivered from moral evil, from physical evil, evil outside, bad stuff? What are we asking for? And he asked some questions. He said, because if we're praying to be delivered from moral evil, didn't we just do that? When we said, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us and lead us not into temptation, didn't we just cover that? The Lord is not known for being repetitive. Didn't we just cover that? And if we're praying to be delivered from bad stuff that happens to us, why would we, when the Lord says today in the gospel, they're going to seize you and persecute you and torment you, and don't worry because it's going to make you saints and give you everlasting life. Like, why would we pray for bad stuff not to happen to us when all of Scripture points from the cross on that bad stuff happening to us makes us holy? And Albert has some profound reflections on this that I'll just summarize. So let's start with bad stuff happening to us. Albert says, look, and I love his honesty here. He's always one of the most honest of the saints. He says, look, the simple reality is that there are sometimes bad things that happen to us that challenge us, and sometimes there are bad things that happen to us that break us. Sometimes bad things happen to us and encourage us to grow, and sometimes bad things happen to us and encourage us to sin. They don't make us better people. Bad stuff doesn't automatically make us better. A lot of times when people are hurt, they don't turn into helpers. When people are hurt, they hurt other people. And y'all know that. We know that a lot of times suffering dehumanizes people, which is why we feed the hungry and give shelter to the homeless and give money to the poor. Because we don't just say, oh, your lot is so terrible, that's going to make you automatically into a saint. We know that a lot of times bad stuff makes us bad. And so Albert says, when we pray, deliver us from evil, we're asking the Lord, Lord, deliver me from all the bad stuff that would break me. Deliver me from all the bad stuff that would break me. The stuff that'll challenge me, the stuff that'll press me, the stuff that'll lift me up, leave that. I trust you. But the stuff that'll corrupt me, the stuff that'll depress me, the stuff that'll make me evil, take it away, Lord. Deliver me from evil. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from bad things that don't make us better. And it is a fair thing to ask for that. And he said, well, what about when we pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us? What about when we pray, lead us not into temptation? Didn't we already ask to be delivered from the evil of our sins and from not being abandoned to temptation? He said, yeah, you did. But there's something that goes even deeper than that. Lord, deliver me from my sinful tendencies. Lord, deliver me from even wanting to sin. Lord, deliver me from those habits that I have that make sin seem so dang easy. Deliver me from sinning. Don't just forgive my sins. Don't just refuse to abandon me in temptation. This evil in me that I've proven time and again that I honestly can't resist, remove it from me. I don't want to sin anymore. I don't want to be a bad person. I don't want to be evil. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. There's one last thing that prayer is pointing toward when Jesus says, deliver us from evil. Albert didn't see it because Albert was reading it in Latin instead of Greek. In the Greek that the Lord uses, it says, deliver us from the evil. There's a difference in Greek between deliver us from evil and deliver us from the evil. The evil in Greek means the evil one, the devil, Satan. Deliver us, Lord, from the evil one. Deliver us from the power of that fallen angel who is much smarter than us and much more powerful than us. Deliver us from the wickedness of these beings that tempt us and try us. Deliver us from the evil one. And so, dear brothers and sisters, inspired by St. Albert the Great, I encourage you to keep that in mind when you pray this last petition of the Our Father. Lord, deliver us from the bad things that will break us. Deliver me from the tendencies I have that make me fall into sin. And deliver me from the power of the evil one. I gave you all a long homily last weekend. This is a short one, so take it to the bank. God bless you all.